Questions 6 to 10.
In the opinion of a growing number of environmental campaigners, the plastic bag is an unnecessary and damaging item that we should get rid of at all costs. This simple innovation, which was welcomed in the 1950s as an attractive modern material with many practical applications, is now seen by many as a major source of pollution. 1957 saw the launch of the sandwich bag, first produced and promoted in the USA as a good way of keeping lunchtime snacks fresh and clean. American companies quickly recognised the value of plastic bags, and by 1966, the bread industry, for instance, used them for about one-third of packaging. But it wasn't just in the area of food packaging that the plastic bag was beginning to enjoy success. In 1969, the New York City Sanitation Department's New York City experiment showed how much cleaner, safer, and quieter it was to use plastic bags in garbage collection, and the public soon started to line their metal trash cans with specially produced bags. However, even in the late 1960s, people were still bringing home their shopping in baskets or brown paper sacks. The commercial production of plastic grocery bags didn't start until 1973, with the opening of the first manufacturing plant. The plastic carrier bag soon became an indispensable part of everyone's life, something that governments and campaigners worldwide are now trying to reverse. In 2002, for example, the Irish government introduced a new tax payable by consumers of 15 cents a bag, which in the 2 years following its introduction raised €23 million for environmental projects. In the same year, the government of another country, Bangladesh, had to take a more drastic approach, banning the production of plastic bags and introducing an on-the-spot fine for using one. Since then, many governments have introduced similar measures, and it now seems that the days of the plastic bag may indeed be numbered.